This evening at Parshas Shlach, I want to talk about something which relates to the Indian of Orla, because an interesting question came up recently in the Kashrus world, which I guess I'll get to at the end, relating to fruits in Eretz Yisrael, which are being sent here to the United States. The Talmud is available in Costco, and there's a question about Orla on some of these fruits, which the Kashrus agency is now looking into together with the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael in terms of what they export. So I was discussing the topic with a couple other Rabbanim in the last couple of weeks. So I thought it would be good to present here an overview of some of the dinim of Orla. It connects to Parsha Shlach in the following way. The Torah tells us in the first source, the Midbar Perakid Gimel, Sadam, and Pasik Yud Zayin, Vaishach as a Moshal source, Hatzkanar, Varadam, Aluza, Benegva, Lisa, and Asahar. Right, Moshe gives the Meraglim their instructions, where to go, and to scout out the land. It says in Pasik Yuches, Uisam, Asahar, it's Mahi, that's Amel, Shivala, etc. Are the people there strong? Are they weak? And Pasik Yud says, what's the land like? Is it good? Is it no good? Are the cities fortified, etc.? Basically, a reconnaissance mission, but then it also says in the last of this cluster of Sukkim in Parak Gimel, Apostle Chof, Umar, it's a Shmeahim Raza, Hayeshma, Eitzim, Ayin, Vizchazakhtem, Ulakachtem, Mitzpri Haaretz. They were given instructions to take from the fruits of the land. Okay, they were supposed to take sample fruits. Ayam, you may be Kurat of them. The Apostle says it was the grape season. Indeed, a few psukim later in Pasuk Chav Gimel, when the Torah relates what the Meraglim actually did, again, Bamidbar Perakid Gimel Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayavol Anachal Eshkol, Vayichusu Misham Zmor, Vayeshkol Anav Echad, Vayisol Bamot Vishnayim, Vayin Arimonim, Vayin Atainim, they took indeed some of the fruits, and they ever drunk a bottle of Carmel wine, and remembers the Carmel wine logo, there you have two people carrying a cluster, huge cluster of grapes on a pole, it's based on this pasuk, right? So indeed, when they came into Israel, they took some of the fruits. It says here they took grapes, they took their pomegranates and figs, and eventually when they came back and reported their findings to the people, you find it again, beginning in Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayashuv Mitoretz Miketz Arban Yom, they came back after 40 days, and they said to Moshe and Aaron in Pasuk Chaf Vav, to everybody, they spoke to them a little about what they saw, but it says Vayashivu Samdavar Beskaleidah Vayarum as Priyaris. They showed them the fruit of the land, and the Pasuk of Zion Vayisapur Lo Vayomer Bono and Arzah Shishvatan Vegam Zovas Chalav Udvashiv is there Priyah. So we see that the fruits of the land play a major role. It's one of the things they were told to investigate. It's one of the things they took samples of, and indeed, when they came back, they showed them the fruits. So that's our excuse, so to speak, to talk a little bit about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, which, again, were lumped up there in terms of importance with various other things that Meraglim was supposed to, and indeed did check out. So the mitzvah of the Indian of Orla, the Chiyuv of Orla, is described actually back in Chumash Vayikra and Parshas Kedoshim, the fourth source, Parakutas, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where the Torah says, V'chisavol al aretz unatatem kol eitz machol. If you go into the land and you plant a fruit-bearing tree, V'araltem orloso espirio, shalosh shanim yelachem arelim lo yelachel. In effect, for the first 3 years, you may not eat any of the fruits that grow from this tree. It's called arelim, V'araltem orloso espirio, and yelachem arelim, and not allowed to eat it. What does it mean, V'araltem orloso? So Rashi helps us out. In source number 5, Vayikra Perakot Tes Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Rashi Baraltem Arlo La Tamtem Atimaso Ye Otum Benista Melahenasumenu. The word Aro means stopped up or closed up in some way. These are off limits, so to speak. They're stopped up from your being able to use them or benefit from them in any way. That's how Rashi describes the term Arlo. And Ramban there in the 6th source, same Pasuk Chaf Gimel Perakot Tes. He quotes Rashi and he says Yofa Pirish. Rashi's right. Ramban brings various other places where some form of that word, Orla, is used. We think of it by a bris. Okay, the bris is, we cut off the Orla. We find the idea of Orelev, right, the heart is stopped up. Ramban says in all these places, that's what it means. That means stopped up. Moshe Rabbeinu is introduced in the beginning of Chumash Shmo, says Aral Sifosayim. Also it means, the Ramban says, what does Aral Sifosayim mean? It means that his mouth, his lips are closed and don't open to speak in a proper fashion. He has a speech impediment. So in all these places, and that's the same thing he says here, and it's Aser B'Hanah, and so on and so forth. So the Ramban says the Rashi's right, that's the role. I mean, there is a Radak, I forgot to bring it. The Radak in the Sefer HaSharoshim, the Radak has an effective dictionary called the Sefer HaSharoshim, so the Radak in the Shei Sefer HaDoshim, under Oral Ayan Reish Lamed, he says it's something to be discarded, to be gotten rid of. In any case, whatever exactly the root of the term is, that's what Orla means. So for the first, it means something you're not allowed to have to eat or that benefit is off limits to you. And that's what the Torah is telling us. When you plant the tree in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat its produce the first 3 years. So the first question we have to analyze this year is, what type of produce are we talking about? The Pasuk says, back in the fourth source, when the Tatem call eats ma'achal, right? It seems to be we're only talking about the produce that comes from a tree. The question is, how do we define a tree? You know, what about a bush? You know, at what point does something become classified la'halacha as an eighth? So this question is dealt with in the Gemara with regards to other dinim as well, most prominently, or perhaps most famously, is with regards to brachas. Because as we know, on produce from a tree, we say bar for eighth, but produce comes out of the ground, most of the time we say bar pri ha'adamah. So the Gemara has the same question or the same problem in Maseches Brachos. How do we determine what is a tree for the purpose of the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz? So here the Gemara tells us in the seventh source, Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, the order of Mem Amud Beis, it says, Hey Chom Evarchina Borei Pri Eitz. At what point, on what do we say Borei Pri Eitz? Hey Chom Dechishakot Leilepere Isa Legavzo Vahadar Mapik. Okay, it means when you prick the fruit, you remove the fruit, the gavza remains, and then later on it'll produce more. That's what Rashi explained in the 8th source. Again, Brachos Mem Aleph, gavza, we'll see what gavza in a second, was mapik perachwina, the same tree will, next season, will produce more of the same fruit from that source. Avol continues to go on top of Mem Aleph Beis. Avol hecha dechishak leperi less of a gavza, but if you have a plant where after you get to take the produce off, the crop off, it doesn't remain to produce more of the same fruit from that same location, then that's not Borei Pri Eitz, that's Borei Pri Ha'adamah. So the $64,000 question is, what is Gavza? Rashi says, the way you can tell that it's a fruit tree, it's a fruit for the purpose of brachas, bar per eighth, is if the gavza lasts season to season and continues to produce. So Rashi defines in source number 8, gavza, ha'anaf shal eitz, branches. Gavza is branches. Okay, in other words, you have a tree that has branches and the fruit comes out of the branches. Then you pick the fruit, but the branches remain, you know, through the rest of the season, through the winter. And then next spring or whatever it is, there's those same branches produce more fruit. That's how Rashi seems to understand. That's an eighth. That's a tree, at least with regards to brachas. You say bar per eighth on any produce. Is that coming to anything else where the branches do not remain, or no branches remain, then whatever comes out of that plant is bar per adama. That's what Rashi seems to say. The Radvaz seems to agree. In the Tshuva, I printed the source 9. The Tshuva is Radvaz, Chela Gimel. And Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph. He writes that the Targonim seem for others that it's the low mikri ilan elakisha anafim beatzman motziim peros. Okay, where the branch themselves produce the fruit. Because they discussed a number of different types of plants that seem to, like for example, he mentioned sukkah, sugar cane. Okay, and other things, but that doesn't come out of the branches. Those are considered minyarik, and he says, and they ain't orla, no hegis, there's no orla, and that's kilayim and karam, and some, this is some say. Okay, and he quotes others that disagree. He quotes the name of Haigon, Kol Ilan, Amesha, Bistava, Owen, Vachosin, that the leaves fall off and so on, they come back and so on. So he has other definitions as well, but it seems like he says says more or less like Rashi, it's a din in the branches. Other Rishonim disagree. For example, in source number 10, the Rosh there in Brachas, in Parak Vav of Brachas, that's the parak called Ketz and Mevarchim, the Rosh in Brachas, Parak Vav, Simen Chav Gimel, writes of the Gemara, Kamar, Kol Dover Sh'osa Peres Mishana L'shana Nikra 8, Ava Kol Dover Sh'tzarech L'zoro B'chol Shana Nikra Priyaris. He seems to say, it's not enough that the branches, he says differently, that's not enough, it's a different definition. He says, anything which the same thing produces fruits yearly, that's called 8, but if you have to replant it every year, okay, then that's called not pre-eitz, that's called pre-aretz or pre-hadama. That's what the Rosh says. So it sounds like the Rosh says it's more of a din in the roots. Okay, if the roots remain, the branches don't have to remain, and this could be enough to come in for certain types of bushes. Okay, the Rashi seems to say that what the Gemara is telling us is the branches have to remain year to year, and the fruit comes out of the branches, like the Radvaz says. But the Rosh seems to say, no, even if there are no branches, but you don't have to replant it, the branches may collapse. But as long as the roots remain and it grows again, you don't have to replant the item. Let's say if I pick potatoes or whatever, so then there's nothing left. I have to plant new potatoes. Many vegetables are like that, so those are pre-arts or pre-adama, right? But if the roots or the branches remain, the roots remain, then that's already called ace, at least according to the Rush. And there's a third thing. A tomato is an interesting question. I don't know what he would say about it. It sounds like it might be in that kind. I don't know. I mean, the third opinion is the Mordechai and others. The Mordechai is in Brochus. It's Remez Kuf Lamed Aleph, as it says over there. So it's 11. He says, Berach al Persa Ilan son, Kosa b'chus Hagadim Kol Ilan the Yavesh b'sitro of a Kolu Gavz of a Tarfel of Gamer b'chorif. The Hadar Par Mishorashov. He seems to say it's not the necessarily the roots, but we might call the stem, or more when it comes to a tree, more correctly the trunk. If the trunk remains, if something remains, it's sort of in between, as I understand it anyway. In other words, Rashi said that they has to talk about the branches. The Rosh seems to say that it's enough that it's the roots which are underground, right? And the Mordechai seems to say, and I'm going to agree with the Mordechai, is no, it's the trunk. It's got to be something. It doesn't have to be the branches. The branches can collapse, but the trunk or some form part of the tree remains year to year, and that's sufficient. Okay, I skipped over the Rush quoted a Tosefta, which we'll come to in a second. But that's it's basically a three-way machlokas we've shown him, the way it would seem, as to how we define a tree. Rashi says the branches survive from year to year, and the Rush said it's sufficient if the roots survive year to year, and the Mordechai seems to say that it's the trunk that survives year to year, and any produce of that is called priyait, at least with regards to brachas. I stress again, the Gemara here is talking about brachas, whether you say bar priyait or bar priyad dama. The Shulchan Aruch seems to accept the opinion of the Mordechai, not the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah, and I print it in source 12, and Aruch Chaim in Reish Gimel Sif Beis, Reish Gimel Sif Beis, the talking there about strawberries. Halatutim, like Beinam B'Sneh, Bar Priyadama. The Mechaber Paskins on Tutim, strawberries, you say Bar Priyadama. So Ramo adds, why? The lo mikri eitz, ela shemotzi alav me'etzov. Ma shemotzov misharoshov, lo mikri eitz. Vahanu, kevon, the kola eitzov legamri, v'choref. V'hoda, prach misharoshov, rach alav Bar Priyadama. Mokum rach alav Bar Priyadama. Okay? And he quotes that from the Mordechai. So the Ramo writes that something which is just comes, collapses completely in the wintertime and then comes out of its roots, that's Bar Priyadama. That's what he says the case with strawberries, and I guess the whole plant collapses. But people have done experiments, no. Okay, I remember Rabbi Shechter once told me that he, when he was in high school, he studied case of Rochel, and his Rebbe was Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler's a scientist. They did experiments in the class. They planted different types of things to see if it would collapse and so on and so forth. That's for strawberry. But anyway, that's out of it. So the Ramah seems to accept the opinion of the Mordechai that had been in the trunk. Okay. So that's one area of a halacha where, now, just because, we're going to see shortly, just because that's a din by brachos doesn't automatically mean that Orla follows the same rules, although one would assume that it's logical to say that, but that's what that's the din at least with regards to brachos. Another area where this becomes relevant is in the din of Kilai HaKerem. What's that? The Torah tells us in source 13, Dvarim and Pashaski say, Perak Chav Beis, Pasuk Tes, Lo Sizrucha Karmecha Kilayim. You cannot plant Kilayim in your vineyard. Okay, Petiktas Moyazar Shatidos Wazarim. That becomes forbidden. The produce becomes forbidden. That's called Kilayim. So you cannot plant Kilayim in your, any other species in your vineyard. Okay, that's what the Pasuk seems to say. However, the halacha is, the Rambam brings it lahalacha in the 14th source, Perek Hey of Hilchos Kilayim halacha Vav, Ein Osam Mishum Kilay Kerem Ela Mine Tuo Mine Yorakus Bovad. Okay, now that's a whole question in Kilayim. You're not allowed to plant one thing in proximity to the other. You know, what is in proximity? How close? That's the third part of Kilayim. Very, very difficult. It happens to be that I worked on that when I was working on Tresen Yerushalmi. Article came out with an English Maseches Kilayim, the Yerushalmi Kilayim. It was a very, very difficult and really major machlokes Yerushalmi. I initially translated it all to be in the Gemara and Shabbos quotes that those Mishnayos and Kilayim. So I translated the whole thing going with Rashi. Rashi doesn't come in the Yerushalmi, but Rashi is on the Bavli. You know, and I went to those Rishonim in the Rishonim who hold like Rashi. But anyway, when they edited it, they told me, they said the Rashi is more complicated. So they went, I just thought, since it's in the Bavli, Rashi holds, Rashi is the first period. Anyway, it's a very complicated thing, how close and how you measure angles and this. Anyways, but be that as it may, the Rambam tells an important thing, that the whole Issa of Kilai Karim is only when planting vegetables or grain, which is not a topic now, in the vineyard. Aval shar minei zarm, and certain other types of seeds, mutal zarm, became we allowed to plant in the vineyard. They ain't talking about shar ilanos and certainly other trees. Why that is not our topic now, but that's the din. The same.
What is there besides grains, vegetables, and trees. Something else?
A lot of types of seeds, you know, maybe legumes, other stuff, you know. But anyway, same thing with Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeus, and Reish Tadiv Oksiv Meiz, Ein Asur Mishum Kilar Kerem, Elamine Tuv Mini Rokus Bovad, Abel Shabin Yizom, Mutal Yizom Bikerem, and Tzach Lomar Shari, Elamine, just like the Rambam says. Now, so, if that's the case, you are allowed to plant what's called vegetables in the vineyards, and not you're not allowed to plant vegetables. You're yes allowed to plant trees. It's the same question in the comment now. Well, what's a tree for the purpose of Kilar Karim, for being prohibited? I'm sorry, for being permitted to plant in a vineyard if it's a vegetable, and you can't plant in a vineyard because it's Kilar Karim. If it's a tree, you can. It's the exact same shaila, you know, that we were asking before regards to brachas, barper eitz versus barper adama, will play in Kilar Karim also. So here we have a Tosefta Maseches Kilayim and Paragimel Achiyud Gimel, so 16 Zeha Klal. Any plant which the leaves come right out of the its source, so to speak, right out of the ground, like with most plants, vegetables. But I think it means that leaves come right out of the ground, you know, right where the root is. Okay.
Out of the root.
Yeah. I'm saying, right. Unlike a tree, where the trees don't, you know, it could have a branch that spreads out, then finally the leaves come, right? But most vegetables, you see the leaves are right by the ground, right where the root comes out. So that's what Rashi tells us there. Tosefta tells us that. Okay. Similarly, the Yerushalmi there in Kilayim, it's Parakel of Hazayin at the end. It says, "Pani Reb Chinana Bar Papa Eshu Ola Migizo Min Ilan Misharosh Min Yerek." Okay. If leaves come out of the trunk, out of the body, so to speak, then it's an elon. If it comes out of the root, then it's a yerek. Okay, the ASI, what about kruv? Okay, kruv is cabbage. Okay, what about cabbage? So, harei kruv, harei ola migizo. Okay, there the leaves do come right out of something, because cabbage has a little stem of some sort. So there might be a suffix and so on. The Pnei Moshe explains in 18, again, in Kalim Parakei, Eshalom Yigizo, Shahanofim, Ha'alan Shalom, Olen, Mingeza, Ilan, the Lomi Sharo Shem Shabakarka. When the leaves come out of some sort of a trunk, and not from the ground, Ha'raizim, Min Ilan, that's called an Ilan, that's a tree. The Sha'alan Shalom, Olen, Min Ha'Sharo Shem Shabakarka, when the leaves come out of the ground, then that's called, you know, Ugedalin, Saviv Ha'Geza, and the leaves come around the stem, or the trunk, if it's thicker, to be emtareis and minyarek. That's called the yarek. And you want to ask, what about cabbage and so on? So cabbage is different. There's a suffix about it. Okay, but in any event, that's the tosefta. So it's interesting. The Rishonim that we quoted before, about whether you say barpia eitz as opposed to barpia adama, we had three different ones. The branches, again, the Gemara itself in Brachos of Mem said the gavza has to last. The Rashi said gavza means branches. The Rosh seems to say it means the root. The Orchai seems to say it means the trunk. Thank you. Okay, but the Rosh. But what about this Tosefta? This Tosefta also says it has something to do with the leaves. So the Rosh, if you look back on top of the page in source 10, the Rosh in Brachos Parak Vav Simchav Gimel does throw in this comment of the Tosefta. It's a big discussion in Rishonim if this simon is an additional simon that's required, or it's an extra. That's the whole discussion. The Chayotim has an essay about it, and the Nishmas Olam. But this is a subject for somewhat of a debate. The Rosh Ba there in Brachos on the Mem Gimel and Aleph, different Rosh Ba, different Rosh Ba, Meisrei, source 19, says Tanya Nami Hachi B'Kilah Kerem. Same thing by Kilah Kerem. Kol Shemetchilas Briaso, where it sprouts out, its origin. Motzi Olin, leaves grow. That's called Minyarek. That's a vegetable. Kol Shemetchilas Briaso Motzi Eitz. But where it comes out as a trunk, that's called an elon. So again, if that's what the Shalmi means, then it's very similar to the Mordechai, who says the issue is the trunk lifting. But okay, that's a different opinion. The Rambam writes, Nichus Kalayim Perkei Alecha Chof 20, Zakal Kotamotzi Kalamotzi Olin Mikara is a Yerek, Kosha Enamotzalanar is a elon, that Slav Elon Chol Dover, Slav is a caper. Okay, it's considered like an elon, and they come back to that. And that's the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, there are Deus and Rei Sarivov, Sif Tezvov.
Some say
quote the same Zakhal. What?
Some say Mekoshe
Aitzen
was Tzlafka.
Yeah, because Tzlafka, yeah, he cut the, yeah. Anyway. Now, so it's interesting because it doesn't seem necessarily that the root, because by Kilayim Karim we don't seem to see the same machlokas between the three shitas there. So that's the question. Is the dinim hold the same, and it's going to impact our question of Arla, because where does Arla fit into the mix? And just because that's a dinim definition of a tree with regards to brachas, bar praise, doesn't automatically mean that it's a tree for Kilayim Karim. And even if it is, doesn't automatically mean that it is for Arla. So let's see. The Gemara seems to link at least Karam and Brachas. I'm sorry, and Orla. You take a look in 22, Brachas of Lamed Vav Amarala, Titran, Slav. Beishamai Omrim Kilayim Bekerem. Beishamai hold it is Kilayim in a vineyard. Means sounds like it's a tree, right? It is Kilayim, not a tree, it's Yerek. That's what Rashi says in 23, Kilayim Bekerem. Kasover Min Yereku, right? Because those you cannot plant, it's Kilayim. Beisilla Omrim ain't Kilayim Bekerem. But Beisilla says, no, this sloth, caper bush is not Kilayim in a Kerem. Eilav Eilav Modim Shechayev Be'orla. But they both hold that it is a problem of Orla. So yes, they more gufa kasha. At least on Beishama, Amrit Slav. You said before that Slav, the caper Beishama om kilayim bekerem. Beishama says it is kilayim bekerem. So amim in Yeriku. Then obviously it's considered a vegetable because that's the only time I have amim kilayim. But the other time, then you said elu elu modim shechayv arla. Amim in ilanu. But then you said it is chayv in arla. So it's an ilan. So. Beishama wasn't sure, so he was machmer in both areas. What you see from the kasha of the Gemara is equating Arla. In other words, the statement was about Kilay Karen, right? That's what Beishama was talking about. And then the second statement was about Arla, and the Gemara raised it as theory. Could have answered, yeah, for the purpose of Arla, it's not considered a tree, and for the purpose of Kilay Karen, it is. But from the mere fact that the Gemara asked that kasha, sounds like Gemara is equating, so it must be the same thing, right? Because that was the Gemara's point. Hagufa kasha, right? It was a selfless contradiction. Why is it a contradiction? Maybe the dinim are different. Evidently, it seems to me, anyway, from this Gemara, Brachas on Rav and Allah, the Gemara is saying the dinim of Kilay Karam, at least, and Arla seem to be the same. So if that's the case, now we can go back and find out how true was defined by Kilay Karam. You have that Tosefta they mentioned before that it has to do with the leaves growing right when it comes out of the ground, as opposed to off of a trunk. So then that'll be the same din with regards to Arla. Menuyona and Brachas in source 24. The Menuyona and Brachas, it's Daf Chaf Hamid Beis and Pesach. It just explains, what the Gemara is talking about. It refers to a different Gemara. He just says also. He says the Gemara is equating Kilayim Karen and Orla. Amar Yehuda Marat Slav Shel Orla Zorikas Abiyono. So as the berries and otos are kafrisim, you can eat other parts. Pirish Slav Hu Ilan Katan. Slav is a small tree, a bush really. The Nikr Ba'aravi El Kafar. Is that related to caper? Sounds like it is. Okay. It's Arabic, everything has an L to be like, algebra, whatever other words that come out. Anyway, so it says Al Kafar is probably caper. Because it's so small, he asked a kid in nursery school, what's a tree? He said, hey, a big thing. But this thing is small. But he's not sure, because it's so small, it doesn't really, not what the average person would call a tree, so maybe it's a Yerek. So we're going to treat it like a Yerek with Suffolk. Therefore, we're going to offer it in a Karam as Kilay Karam. But in Arla, for Arla, we'll treat it as a tree, but a hug in Arla, we'll take the Chumr de Gavu Arla. And Beisilla says, no, Beisilla, I'm a Devada Ilanu. Why? Shasha Roshan Nisharan Baba Chol Shana. Here he says again, the roots last year, so he weighs in on that question. But in any event, it's only a problem of Arla, not a problem of Kilayim. But again, you see that Gemara, some sort of an equation was made. Now that, Rabbi Yonah was commenting on the earlier Gemara and Brachos, which I printed, Brachos Lamed Vav and Aleph earlier on that same page. Again, it's saying Rabbi Huda Marav. I want to go on to a side point here, an exorcist, so to speak, but it relates very much to Arlen, really relates very much to us. Because let's be honest, most of us, when we go shopping for fruit, are not looking, let's say in Pathmark or someplace in ShopRite, they're not looking to find out where the, how old the fruit is, how old the tree that produces this fruit is. So if you go to Eretz Yisrael, okay, and you go to Shuk Machan Yehuda and the other places, you'll see the religious Jews own, or not even I, what Jews own fruit stand. There's a little certificate there from the Rabbanut or whatever kashrus agency saying that Shuma Samaises are taken and it's no Orla. Many bottles, the bottles say Noki Chne Chashash Orla. I saw an amusing thing someone sent out. That they had a bottle of wine that came from, I think, the Golan Heights or someplace, that it said whatever Chumas Eyes are back, Chumas Eyes are taken, it says, and it says, Naki Mechashash Rias, Mechashash Orla. The English, it says, it's free of any problem to the seventh year and foreskin. So this wine is no problem with foreskin. And this wine, is that unbelievable? It's like, it's one for the books. It's not that there's anyone there that you can ask, you know, who would know English, I suppose. It would be different if it was a country that it had people speak English. Right, I know, but somehow, I don't think that's the issue.
And grapes is something that is from a tree?
Or at least it's part of it. I don't know. I don't know enough about the botany, but it appears that way. And we'll see.
But it's considered aged.
We don't say it has its own bracha. True, that's a different way of going.
Not for the grapes.
Yeah. Not for grapes, for wine. The pre. Yeah. Now, anyway, so I just want to go on a side point because the Gemara brings up this question of what the Rav had in mind and so on. And it is a controversial mission. We won't read the whole thing now, but it ended up, they were talking about people in the difference in Chutzlaritz and Eretz Yisrael with regard to this din. So, the Gemara there implies, as Rashi says, look at 26, Rashi and Brachas, Lam, Rabban Al, Arla, but Chutzlaritz, Medivere, so from who? It's Medivere Abanan. Why is it Abanan? Because remember, let's go back to our opening Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, you know, the Chisav Ola Aretz. So the Torah seems clearly to say that this whole din of Arla is a din of Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to Arla, right? In other words, it's a Arla Arla. But the Gemara there in Brachas indicates a lot that it is at least the din of Arla in Medivrei Sofrim. Okay, Midir Abanan. As a result of that, the Gemara there in Brachas says, Kalamekil Ba'aret, Halachim Osu Chutzlaret. Anyone who has a lenient opinion about Arla, regards to Arla and Eretz Yisrael, they're not Paschim, but we will Paschim in Chutzlaritz. So the din of Arla are much more lenient in Chutzlaritz. That's where the Gemara comes out of that Gemara. Okay?
They're more lenient, but they don't exist.
Well, let's see. So it depends what. Okay? In that case, they won't exist, but we're going to see in a moment something more lenient. The Gemara has this, it is a side point, but it's very relevant. That was part of the din of Arla. So, source number 27, the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Chesman Beis, quotes in Mishnah Tan Hossam, Hechad Hashosim in Atar B'chol Makom, which is itself a problem. Din Chodesh, not our topic now. The Chodesh is also Chol Makom, even in Chutzlaritz. I mean, those people mak my Chodesh, that's the mission. There's some missions like that. So, you know, the only one felt very strong about it. All the briskers are worried about it. The Chassidim are not worried about it. Whatever, it was 2.1. Arla is what's called a halacha. And Kilayim is Rudevi Sofer. So, it's my halacha. What does that mean, halacha? So, it's two opinions. Amar Rehud Amar Shmuel. Hilchus Medina. Rashi explains, Kedush Lam Chesam Beis. Hilchus Medina. Hin Higuhu Heim Aleim Bechutzlaret. The Rabbanon, it's a funny expression, but Hilchus Medina, the people, the Rabbanon imposed this din. And Ula Amar Biochar Noah to Halacha Rosh Mishinai. Stronger than the Rabbanon. It's Halacha Rosh Mishinai that Arla applies in Chutzlaret. Now, the Gemara later in Kiddushin, Lamed Tes Malal, source 29, says, Amar Rasi V'yochran, Arla B'chutzar, Tavon Moshe Sinai. Oh, good. Amar Ozer, L'Rasi V'atanya, Sofek, B'Arla B'Arts, Osir, B'Surya, Mutu, Antoma, B'chutzar, the B'Surya is not our topic, but the Chutzar, Jor, the locate, you can take it. Okay? It sounds like Sofek, Arla, and Chutzar, is Mutter. So, if it's Allah Moshe Sinai, why should we Mutter? If we hold it, Darbanan, we can say, Sek, Darbanan, Kula. But that's the first sheet, but Rabbi Yochanan just said, all of the chutzlaritz halacha moshe mishinai. And we asked, well, what do you mean? So why is safek chaser? So first, ishtomel kishochad, he was silent for a moment, then he said, amalei, ema kach nemar, seika mutter, v'avada osu. No, that is the halacha moshe mishinai. The halacha moshe mishinai is that only vadai orla and chutzlaritz is osu. Okay, it's not a matter of seika b'malakula. The whole halacha moshe mishinai was only on vadai orla. Kach nemar, Rashi says, the kach nemar, Allah Moshe Mishinai. That is Allah Moshe Mishinai. So, Lamaisa, this leads us to the fact that in Chutz Laaretz, any suffer can arla. So, since we don't know, because, you know, we go to the store, we buy fruit, it could be from a tree that's 2 years old, we could be 22 years old. We have no idea. That's a suffer. We don't have to, that's what I'm saying, you don't have to. Now, if you were to plant your own tree, then the taka be at least Allah Moshe Mishinai, taka has to worry about arla Chutz Laaretz. If you could, you know, but when we go stop shopping in the Chutz Laaretz, I don't have to worry about it. Not taking up on the kula, but because it's only a din in.
So a Jewish farmer in the States.
Yeah.
Has to knock it on all.
That's what it would appear, yeah. Yeah. At least some of them.
That's an extra.
Yeah.
That's an explanation.
I don't know if you have to. You don't have to either. You don't have to ask.
Why not?
Don't ask, don't tell.
What about everything else?
But that's the din. The din is only if you know that it's Arla. So you don't know your own.
That's different from Bas B'Challah than every
other thing. I think so, those are sacred abundance here. That's a different thing. Here,
no, it's not like you have the chicken and milk.
Yeah.
So it's sopek, you don't have to investigate at all. It's a sopek. It's this chicken that fell in the milk, or is it...
No, fish? So then we'll apply the regular Kol Misafik, but the Gemara here is saying that the Halacha Mosh Misina, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to look into it, of course. But here, the Halacha Mosh Misina was only applying to Vada Arla. That's it. That's the
Chiddush here.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I think so.
You fell asleep, or you got it mixed up in the pantry. Every kind of
thing. Seems so.
Including whether it's a fruit,
And whether it's a tree, the tree is old or not. Yeah. So let's look at the Rambam. We'll see. The Rambam says, Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Paragir Allah Chetes, Machalos Asuris, 31. Ha'arla Ketze, he said, what is Arla? To call it, Ilan Macho, Kol Perishos, Ilan Shaloshon, Mishanoka, Arein, Asum, Achila, Vano, it's also Vano, and Achila, very nice. Sinem, our Shaloshon, Yalach, Arein, our Pus, are good. And the Eti, again, Malchus, and Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud. Ba'medvar, Mamur, Imbenote, Beretz Yisrael, Sinem, Arkiso, Ola Oretz. But I will Easter all of the chutzars halacha lamos misina shavadai all of the chutzars asura usveika mutter. I'm passing like this the halacha. Okay, so that's the din, and same thing in Shulchan Aruch. Yerodeis and Reis Tani Dalat Sivches. Orla no heges b'chol makom b'chol zman bein shol kachavim bein b'shol Yisrael. Whatever owns it doesn't make a difference, right? And in Sivches. Says the Mechaber in Yerodeis and Reis Tani Dalat Sivches. Sofek orla b'chol azu hutos mutter keitzad. So he has different things here. Rabbi Zera Karam Shiyesh Bo Natiyo Shal Orla Vanav Nikarchut Reitzo Asa Vesuri Mutar The Hashem Hu Shal Yada Shuvos Nasa Karam Vechutar Es Mutar Filo Yodea Shuvos Nasa Karam Rak Shal Yire Shinivtu Natiyo Shal Orla. You know there's Orla in that field, but you don't know that this particular batch came from that group of trees. That's already considered a Suffolk. It's a culture came Shekarim Shu Suffolk Orla Mutar. And so therefore it says that's a Suffolk. Why? So Shach explains it's going to test because Apo Pishal Chamos Mishinai, or Bechol Chamos Mishinai, Kainalan Seika Oser, Kimo Bishal Torah. Even usually Chamos Mishinai, we say Seika Raisa Lechomer. Okay, we call Matkom Halach Chamos Mishinai. Shabbat Khan Kach Nemra Shaseika Yemuter. Hakam Rishas. That's the Gemara. Okay, good. Now, getting back to our issue. So, is it the case that at the end of the day, so we saw certainly the Gemara seemed to make an equation. The Gemara seemed to make an equation between the din of Arla and the din of Kilai Karim, right? That we saw. Mm-hmm. How does the Gemara and the Aflam involved? Because I asked Akasha against the Beishamai. If there's a din of Kilai Karim, why shouldn't it be the same din? But if it's a vegetable for Kilai Karim purposes, shouldn't it be the same thing for Arla? What about relating it to Brachas? And what about relating the din of Arla to the din of Brachas in terms of defining the tree? We saw three shitas by Brachas, right? So there is a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Rav Amud Beis, Source 34. So you'll notice it's in parentheses. It says, Hilchos HaGemara Barashi, Zizorkas, Yonaz Achos HaKavrisim, Umedelegabe Arla Lav Peronin, who the Gemara there says, if something is not considered peros for Arla, fruit of a tree, for Arla purposes, Legabe Brachas Nami Lav Peronin, the same thing as by Brachas. The law of Rachin Alev, Bar Pri 8, Ella Bar Pri Adamas. The Gemara says, Mefurish, that whatever the din will be by Arla, will be the same din with regards to Brachas, Bar Pri 8, and Bar Pri Adamas. But I say the Gemara says, Mefurish, notice that it's in parentheses. See that in 34, it's in parentheses. The Gemara in parentheses. So Ben Yonah writes on the wrist, of Chof Hamid Beis, the Maslo, and the Gabe Arla, he says, Afal Pisha Kosov Ze Haloshan Barov HaGemaras, even though most Gemaras bring that Girsa, Eino Minusach HaTalmud Ela Perishuv Agonim Arishonim Kosov Samisarim. That's not from the Gemara. That's, you know, in the parentheses, we always have an issue with the Girsa. We usually assume what's in parentheses, not from the... Not from the Gemara. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says over here. That line is the sheet of some Gaonim and so on. That leads to some Gaonim, huh?
We don't take that as authoritative?
It's authoritative. Okay, it's interesting. So my son's not here. I just did a paper for graduate school on, you know, how we view the period of the Gaonim. It's very interesting. You know, the Rambam seems to reject a lot. You know, are the Gaonim automatically more... authoritative, so it's not that it's automatically rejected, but it certainly doesn't have the clout of a Gemara. Yeah,
right, but you have no reason rejecting it.
Right, exactly. So that's what Rabbi Yonah is saying. But no, actually, Rabbi Yonah at the end is going to agree. He says they put it in, okay. Okay. We'll see. Others will agree. Not everyone agrees. It's true. That's an important point regarding the Gonim. Tosus seems to accept this comparison. The Tosus then brachas in two different Tosus. Source 36, brachas lamed rovin beis. Shura kapul halovan. So if you have, let's say, pul halovan is a top of a bean, very small. So you have a fruit that's small. That small, the Tosus says, upachos mikan lo have a terif. Not a fruit, so small. Umikan yesh limo dal boser. That's a grape, very early stage. Pachos mipul, smaller, whatever size that bean is. Lo mevarchina ala bar pa'et ala bar b'adama. The Tosus accepts it because he says it's not a fruit for the because it's too small for all the purposes. Then it's not a fruit for brachas either. And the next Tosus lashon hachiyasim hilchum arbar rashi etc. He accepts the parenthesis. Hi Omar Aram Armeir, one of the Rishonim Balei Tosus. The legabe all alav pera who hainu mishum the chalav ekavar talking was mechutz. Alav ba'aretz vada have a pera umevarchen alav berpeit. Again, clearly linking the bracha with arla. The Rosh quotes that parenthesis gemara in the brachas part vavsim and gimel. The chain kasev mitzasarim benuscha mibal alachas gedolos. He said it was the Bahag who put that nusach in that those parentheses in the Hilchasa and so on. He quotes what the halacha is.
Therefore, it'd be more authoritative.
No, not necessarily. Although possibly he quotes it, but he says that he says a kaimalon kahi brisa. He said it's right. So I don't know if that's maybe you're right. Maybe because of the Bahag, and there might be different in certain going. But that's how he writes the Chusha Ashba in Brachas not saying daf lam and vav and hitzam and vav and aleph. Quotes this also. He says, "Mixas asvarim, garsi nami." Some learn it like this, some don't. But he accepts it also. Okay, he accepts it. All right. So it's a different question, Rishonim, whether that is halacha or not. At least according to some Rishonim, the Gemara itself is telling us that there's an equation drawn. There's an equation drawn between brachas and arla. Now, really, one other important comment.
Everybody agrees on that Orla and Brachas is the same.
Not one. The Gemara seems to. The question is that, I mean, it's at least from the Gonim.
Right.
And the question is that authoritative or not. I mean, but there is another relevant Gemara.
The Gemara otherwise.
Right, correct. There's another relevant one, not to go on Sukkah. Source 39, go on Sukkah, one of the sheets. Yeah. Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Gemara is talking about pre Eitz Hadar. So we know Priya Tzad is an Esrog. The Gemara says, who says an Esrog? Maybe because it has certain Eitz Satam, Eitzel Priya Shavah. I don't know exactly what that means, the taste. But apparently it's true of pilpul and also the peppercorn. Pepper is also the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, because the Gemara concludes there that pilpul is Chayavim Ba'arla. Okay? And Rashi says, pilpul is Chayavim Ba'arla, Rashi Sukkah, Lama Hem and Aleph, the low tema min yeraku makes you eight shuffle. Don't think about peppers grow close to the ground. That's not automatically the case. It's not a matter of the height or where it is. Okay? And therefore, the Ritva, there in Sukkah, Lamed Ham and Aleph, says, Easter Arla, it says before, Easter Arla, lo tolid to go del Elon Vikotno. Shaharbe Elon Ktonomiyeshi Nogimem din Arla. Okay, the Ritva writes, don't be misled by the height of the plant. There are some small Ilanos which have a din Arla, okay? And he quotes certain types of plants which certainly have a din of Arla, okay? But we don't always eat the leaves, we sometimes eat other things. Anyway, he says, Kolo Shodover, Kol Shiesho, Eitz Kaim, Shinosim Priva, Chosinosim Priyakar, Hu Atmo, Ze Ilan Linin Arla, Ulinin Barakwa Eitz, Devahoki, Hadadi, Ninu, Kinmucha Hasam. His boss says, Mefurish, that it's the same din. Whatever the din is going to be by Tuchus Brachas is going to be the din by Arla. Just in terms of contemporary Paskin, so Chazanish writes in Arla, in Yud Beis, he says, in Nira, the Osan HaKalin Sharashem Mechol Shana Vishana, the Tzorach Lezor Mechol Shana Vadai Lo Choshev Ilan. If you have to replant it, that's for sure not an Ilan. Havo Osan Shashorish Kaim Kama Shanim, Uvechol Shana Motzi Peres, the thing lasts for several years in each year produces new fruits. Vizeh Omer the Kevin the Motzi and Shorish Eina Ilan, or we don't doctor, then you can have a question. It's not enough unless it has Geza Kaim, like a trunk, that lasts for several years. Anyway, so that seems to be the accepted view. And Lamaisa, at least I think it's more Rishonim say, like that Ritva who says it's a Dover Pashin, that whatever halacha will be by Brachas, is going to be the same halacha by by Arla. So that takes care of the first part of the year, major part of how we define a tree. Okay, so tree is, according to most, then it comes out the same thing for Kilar Karim, same thing for Brochas, however we define an Elon, that type of plant, that type of produce is going to be a problem of Arla. Now the next question we have to deal with, okay, so for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit of that tree. 3 years from when? How do we count the 3 years? So one could argue, the 3 years, let's see. So it could be the 3 years when you plant it. So every farmer has to keep track of it, to keep a paper, or put up a signpost or something like that. This was planted on the 22nd of Adar. This was planted on the 14th of Tammuz, whatever. Okay? So that's not quite the din. We all know the famous first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanah, there are 4 days during the course of the year which are called Rosh Hashanah for one purpose or another. I was explaining to the Talmidim because it sounds strange, but I said we have the exact same thing in the calendar year begins January 1st. Fiscal year begins July 1st. The academic year begins in September. So we also have different New Years for different purposes. There's not, once they hear that, they realize it's not so strange. So anyway, the Gemara's submission says, therefore, one of them is the Echad B'Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah popularly, right? The first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's the beginning of the year for reckoning the years. Now, Tav Shanayim Gimel, right? L'Shmitim, L'Yovel, L'Shmitim, L'Yovel, L'Mitiyah. Also for planting. What does Linatia mean? So Rashi there, Rosh Hashanah, Beis and Adal, says Linatia, Leminyan Shnei Arla, for counting the years of Arla. Now Linatia basically is probably best defined as a sapling. Like you plant your sapling. Alright, so Rosh Echad B'Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah for marking off the years of a sapling. What does it mean? So Rashi says, again, Rosh Hashanah, Beis and Adal, Linatia, Leminyan Shnei Arla, Bafila Nota B'Av, even if you planted it late in the summer, a month or two before Rosh Hashanah, Kalsa Shnos Arishano Sof Elul. When it reaches Echad B'Tishrei, that plant, for that sapling, for Arla purpose, is now called a year old. Even though, on the calendar, it's only 2.5 months old. Right? In other words, it doesn't go by the date of planting. The year is up, is Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says. So the Gemara later says, on Daf Tesla Bey, is going over Yuram al-Alf and Rosh Hashanah. That was the Mishnah. In the Gemara, it says, Tana Rabbanah, 44, Echad Notei, Echad Amavei, Echad Amarkev, Erev Shriyas, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, also Mosh Hashanah. How much before? What did I planted on the 29th of El, 15 minutes before going to Mincha? It's already now going to be a year old. So the Gemara tells us, no, with regards to Shemitah, it's 30 days. 30 days before, okay? What, if you plant something, and it's a din for Shemitah, obviously, same din, right? I planted before the Shemitah year for 30 days, okay? Once you hit Rosh Hashanah, it's called also Lo Shana, that's already called, the full year has gone by, even though technically, again, so it's not, you know, you can't plant it, as I say, a day or two or an hour or two before and already say it's a year old. It's got to be a minimum of 30 days. One second. So, because you continue, it's not considered a Shemitah tree. It's considered a Sissiah tree. So then you can, do the arrows and so on. That's for the certain things, yeah. Okay? But Pachos Mishoshim Yom, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Lo also Shon of also Kaim Mashiach. And you're not allowed to, continue using in the Shemitah.
Chodesh Echad equals a year.
Right, now. However, Now, when this sapling produces fruits, okay, so Rashi explains on the top of the next page, 45, Rashi and Tesla is also lo shama kevan shigir yom echad b'tishrei, also lo shama min yishnei arlo. But, and I'll say next Rashi outside to save a minute or two, where does Tu B'Shvat come in? So let's talk our plant. The guy planted the plant, 2 months before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Thomas. And now arrives Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, this sapling is called a year old. Arrives next Rosh Hashanah, this sapling is now called 2 years old. Arrives the next Rosh Hashanah, okay, 3 years old. Arla's over? No. Not till Tu B'Shvat. Because by now, exactly, says Rashi explained, that sapling is not a sapling, now it's an Elon. And what is the Rosh Hashanah Elon? That's Tu B'Shvat. Either Aleph Shvat, according to Beishan, we pass from Tu B'Shvat like Basil. Okay, that's what we mean. We say Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Ilanos. When you're little kids, you never learn what that means. When you're little kids, you learn Tu B'Shvat, and how you get a bag of dried fruits, right? You saw something like that, but and then we sing the Chag. Yes, I remember. I remember I was a kid, and we got the boxer. I don't really know what to do with it, so we just threw it at the other kid. That's all. Beat him right in the head. That's all. But it's carob. But anyway, but be that as it may, really, what Tu B'Shvat is the halachic day. The whole question: why shouldn't we say Tachlan Tu B'Shvat? Not Yom Tov. I mean, why shouldn't we say Tachlan? I once looked around for that. What's the idea? It's like April 15th. I mean, it's like so.
Has a name.
I guess, but I found once in Shura Rav Gershom. I once looking around, I think it's Rav Gershom. He says, "Well, it's a low plug because all the other things mentioned in Mishnah, they're all the Yom Tov or Shoder. They don't say Tachan is a low plug. They don't say Tachan on Tu B'Shvat. Okay, anyway, but that's the point. So that's Rashi says. He says even though it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Tia, but now it's grew up, so it's already called an Elon. Right? Zukar Elon. Lefichach. You read the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. You'll see the whole thing inside, but that's the idea of the, the din of Arla. So in terms of how you measure it.
The tree produces.
Now what?
If the tree produces fruit in the middle of the second year,
you can eat the tree, huh?
Not yet. If the plant produces fruit during the second year, it's not the tree. Therefore, there's no Isur Arla. Otherwise, why are we
catering? No.
So what's the
point? For the first 3 years, when the tatam keeps them all.
Or just the other way.
Right.
I'm sorry,
One other caveat.
To be free of the problem of oil, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat.
Right, exactly. One other caveat, though, it's not quite 30 days.
After Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
Planted before, right.
Now, the one other important thing, the Mishnah Shri is in Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, which according to source 47, I mean, it's actually Machlokas, the Gemara Yevamos Pei Gimel Aleph says we pass him like that din of 30 days is not quite accurate because it has to take root
6 weeks
within 30 days. How long does it take to take root? That's a Machlokas, and it's a Machlokas in the Mishnah Trius and Perek Beis Shavuot. Rios and Rishon say Shtei Shabbosos, and the Gemara Yevamos Pei Gimel Aleph says that's what we pass him. So it's actually that's why the Rambam says it's actually 44 days. It's not 30 days. So you have to plant it.
When you say plant, you're talking about the seed.
Yeah, in the ground, right.
You don't have to see a shoot.
I don't think so. Correct. My point being,
44 days.
Right, 44 days. It's not 30 days.
The time that you
put it in, right.
Seed.
Right. So, let's read the Rambam. Shows out. The Rambam is in Hilchos Maisa Sheni, Parakas HaLachachas. Be'echa b'tishrei Roshana Arla Olervai, O'me'em esayt modelai m'shas netia. Be'ein amona Roshana el'alamid yom b'shana chashuv b'shana, but as long as it took root before 30 days, the kamo stama klito, the cholim lam stesha balsas, 2 weeks, and he says, Aruch HaTes spells it out. Nimtas lamed, shanatea mem dalad yom, kodem Rosh Hashanah, as long as you planted it 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, then it's called also Rosh Hashanah, that's already a year, but, b'athal pichain, ain't Paris and the Tiazos Mutaris Barla Elabaravis, ad Tu B'Shvat Shu Rosh Hashanah, like we said. So that's a bit of a, it doesn't have to be 3 full years, that's for sure. Okay, the same thing,
that's considered Natiya.
What's that?
That's true.
Right, correct.
Right away.
Right, it doesn't take root. That's the whole question. Why should it be? It doesn't even take root.
Because Shabbos is...
Anyway, this is the din it says in Arlen.
There's an
Shabbos. Let's say I plant something. I plant it. And then before it ever took root, you came and took it out. So I'm afraid that I buy it. That's all the alumnus in Shabbos.
There's many malachas in Shabbos.
Right. Anyway, so let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. There are days. Of the year, the tree, the plant of the year. There's also Nisra Hanor. That comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, among other places, Chaf Beis on Beis, source 51. Because the Gemara learns it out because it has a double language, Va'ar Al Tem, or triple language, Va'ar Al Tem, or La So, Espio, Shoja Arilim, says three times. So the Gemara says, Eli, Eli, Serchila, Benai, Shahemina, Shal Yitzbab, and Allah, Benefit, Shal Yitzbab, you can't use this plant to produce a dye, or Velo Yadli, Posaneh, you can't use its oil to light from, as Rashi explains, right, Kagom, Beshemin, Shal Orla, alright. So Talmud Lomavah,
Talmud, read by the
what?
Way.
What's that?
that called Hanor when you mean by
a different child. But let's the Gemara looks like that. The Talmud Lomar Varal Tamarla. So Arelim Lo Yachal Rabbos is Kulam. All these things are usher, any type of benefit. Then the Gemara, that's all sugi there. Does Lo Yachel on its own Yachel? That's Shiloh. Okay, now Lemaisa, that's the din and Allah use it. We pass like that in Shulchan Aruch. Zerei says Aleph Tit Aleph. I'll say it's Machal Mola Gimel Shalom and Bechol Aperish Yir Bismol Bisol Gimel Shalom Asurim BaHanol Olam. Okay, now what do you do with them? Let's say you have fruits. So so that's a mission in Tamura. So 54. Tamura daf lamed gimel and beis. We're coming in for landing, hopefully soon. Gemara says in Tamura lamed gimel and beis. The Mishnah says elu hein hanisrofim. These are things which you have to burn. Chametz of Pesach that we heard of before. Right, you have to burn chametz on the Pesach. You saw it. Utruma tameh ve'arla. But Esher Darkan Lisrof, Lisrof, Esher Darkan Likover, Yikover. Rashi explains, we learned out because by Kilar Karim, the Torah has the expression, Tentikdash Hamalea. It'll become Tikdash, what? Kadosh? Right, so Tikdash is a play on word, Kakram, Tukadesh, Tentukadesh, the Arla Mikilayim Gomen, and one learns out Arla from Kilayim. Fine, it's got to be burnt. However, the only thing is that not everything. We'll see in a second. So, what does it mean at the end of the Mishnah, Esher Darkan Lisrof, Yisrof, Esher Darkan? Darkly cover you cover. So Rashi explains, it's going on Orla, Orla the Killer Karim, Ochlin Yisrafu, Mashkin Yikru. Okay, if it's food, you got to burn it, the fruits, and the juice, or whatever, so you bury it, spill it out. Okay. The Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam brings this in Hilchos Machos Asuras, I print in the Surah 56, Perak Tez Zion, Alaka Chav Zion. Ha Orla the Killer Karim, Din Ha Peritren, She Yisrafu. She burn them. Can't burn it. Won't burn. Okay, so you're supposed to do it fine. Now, so it sounds like the Rambam holds it. Is that really a din you have to burn? Or is it a rem? So the Rambam seems to say it's a din. The Ritva and its solution to Sukkah, Lam and Ham and Aleph writes, Umishum Haki Talam Asisin and different one, all these different things I mentioned in Mishnah, Mishal Arla Eino Bechi of Srefa. You don't have to burn it. Aval only lekach. Okay, it can be burned, and therefore it's susan if the shira by it. That's certainly got the subject over there. But he specifically says Arla is not chayav the sefer. And the Gemara, it's just a remez or whatever. You don't absolutely have to burn it.
Why would someone go to the fields?
Why not? You don't have to do anything with while still on the tree, do you?
No, I think
it was already
taken off, or fell off, so they fall off.
Right, they fall off and they disintegrate.
But so that's the question. Is there a mitzvah to burn it or not? So that's the issue. So, again, the point is you want to get rid of it.
Because you're benefited by falling off the tree.
What's that? The tree benefits, you mean?
The nutrients.
Go back to the ground. That's a good question. You didn't do anything, though. And that's a good question.
That's
a good
question. Get shade from
the Yeah, that, that's
oxygen
right.
Oxygen extraction. No,
it's
not the
fruit. It's not the tree.
He's saying the fruit.
The fruit. So the fruit.
If you leave it in the ground, maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe that's why they didn't burn it. Okay, but it's a good question.
Farming.
Right, it's a good question, which I don't see. I don't. But not a bad one.
Fruit in the first 3 years.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll come to that in a moment. Okay. That's the issue. Okay. We'll see. Especially now. That's exactly what I get to.
It's okay. Even though you could put it out, lock it on the safe, and no one really.
But the Ritva, the Rambam says like that. But the Ritva does that. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva 58 in the Yerideh Sun Reish Peivod. And he chassad makom acher. The lo matzasi b'shas shemechuyev adam lisrof arlo. Now he writes, I don't know, but Rambam nami lo maisadim koma klal. He does bring in machals of surahs. I'm not sure what the sons are meant by that. Okay? But he says, Asher mizeh nirli me'olam lo nitztava levar olam in olam elasha osar bahana besagila besreifa lahatir afron. Okay, the strafe removes its status also, so then you can get benefit from the ashes or whatever. Lafuke the basuchal of the Los Sagba. Yeah, right. That's what you're saying. Potash, yeah.
Very valuable.
Exactly. Funny. So that's he says the chain lo ra'is me'olam erabos hashes sarfim raki nichum like what is this v'yirkevu leaving the hell you said what about that some sort of aruch hashulchan also has like that incineration study the old same thing there said Gimel he says he quotes the Mishnah in Torah he's aware of it obviously but the royal he says there the ain akavana shumachkuyev lisrof. Doesn't mean you have to burn it. The law matzino chayiv and atar la'abed isur hanach chutz me'avodas kachav mechametz and pesach. Avodas zari have to burn. Chametz and pesach to burn. El hakavona shim rotzel levar min haolam kedei shlo yichslu ben bnei adam yisrof hashadak lisov yipor hashadak alikbor. And he quotes the first that shulim nuchsam sofer. Okay. And he says the same thing. I didn't see my Rebbeim. Nobody does it. So that's the din of right. Other ways to get rid of it. The last thing I want to mention before coming to the punchline in terms of the shana we started with. So the what if you have arla stuff that gets mixed up with other stuff? So we're familiar with the concept of bitul b'shishim.
Right.
That's not the din by arla. The Mishnah says in arla parakalav Mishnah vav. Yeah, that truman is about 100, and we'll see right now. The Mishnah says arla parakalav Mishnah vav, so 60. Natiya shol arla shakila kavshes arv natiya harezel lo yukot b'imloka yala be'echru masayim. It's 200 to 1, not 60 to 1, not 100. 200 to 1. Okay, you can't do it on purpose. No, we'll get a second. And there's another mission. Arla Perk Beis Mishalot Hatruma Tumas Ma'isel Demaya Chala Bikurim Olam Echadu Meir. These certain things is 100 and the start from fine and the Kilai Arla the Kilai Kerem Olam Echadu Masayim. Okay, it's 1 and 200. So last page, back page. It was Shalmi in Arla Perk Beis Alach Alef. They learn it out somehow from a pasuk. Okay, that's sort of a remez. And Arla Kila Kerem O Mechro Masai Minayin Shemuel Ksiv Malaya Malaya Ma Malaya Shemuel Halan Olaf Kan Olaf. They run out from Chuma Ima Kan Mea Af Kan Mea. Why is it more? Because if he Shekofa Akos of Isuro. Okay, it's a double Usur, double Isur. Not only Isur Bachil, it's also this Hana Usur. It has a double din in Bittul. Yeah, that's what he seems to say.
What about
Basakal? Yeah,
so Bikurim the Kohanami.
Right.
But if it gets mixed up in your
100, 100, yeah. Also 100, it's 100.
Malaya Savadimasa.
Right, same word, yeah.
So maybe that's where you get the 100. So the double Malaya.
I thought maybe it means from Bikurim, not I, maybe you're right. I thought it was from Truma.
Same thing as Truma.
But the, I think the Gemara, I know that's right, but the Peimosha quotes that as referring to Truma, which the Pasuk is, but you're right, the order is you're correct. The first thing is Bikurim. You're right. Look in the Peimosha 63. Komar Ksi Malaya Malaya Gabi Truma Ksi Malaya Savadimasa Lo Sacher. He says about, but you're right, the whole intent is about Chuma, the specific one is a good point. And it wouldn't hurt the drush anyway. I don't know. Yeah. The same drush.
So it's more strict than Moshe B'chol?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Is it right?
Okay. It looks that way. So the Rambam brings out Alocha Parktas from Alocha Yadalit. Ha'arlo Kilakar Om Bechru Masayim, same thing. Shacharach also, and Reis Hadassif Chavbeis mentions Kuf Kuf. He's talking about differently about grafting, but the same issue of Bittul. So Kuf Kuf is double, is 200. And the Shach explains that above in Sin Sarches, that's the other day, by Basu Echolov, it says that Arlo Shnis Arba Ena Betela Ela Bereish. So that's the din. So now we'd have an interesting part. Come back to what I started with. Okay, and then we'll wrap up. We started with the question of, that recently it was discovered that some produce from Eretz Yisrael was, I think it was tangerines, right,
yeah.
Was sent here to Costco, okay, they were selling, so Salofsky actually called me about 2 weeks ago, but right before Shavuos, said he just found this out, the problem with the tangerines, and so he happened to be speaking to a Rav in Eretz Yisrael in the kashrus business, and says that they're not, as far as he knows, nobody's taking responsibility. There's a problem all the way. It's interesting, usually, well, here's the thing, so someone raised the question, usually most trees, lemaisa, don't really produce good fruits in the first 3 years anyhow. Certainly not that tastier that would be exported. Okay, right, for commercial fruits. Very nice. Now, there is a statement, I put it in just for a cute ending. There is a pusik in Daniel, Perk Yud Aleph, pusik Tazayim, which refers to Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's a pusik in Rosh Hashanah, to quote the Gemara's Rosh Hashanah. It's a pusik in Rosh Hashanah, but it comes from Daniel. Okay, yeah. It refers to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Hatzvi. You've heard that nickname before, right? Eretz Hatzvi.
That's because we're familiar with Shachtas.
Yeah, it's called Eretz Yisrael, referred to as Eretz Hatzvi. So Rashi and Rosh Hashanah said, what's Eretz Hatzvi? Why does it have that nickname? So he said, just because a tzvi, just like a tzvi is known as a swift animal, right? It was a kalka tzvi, right? Ma tzvi kal baraga mikol achayos. Af Eretz Yisrael kala levashel perosem mikol arotzos. Eretz Yisrael produces its fruit faster. That's the Gemara says. And he refers to another Gemara in the end of Ksubos, which I printed based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. There, it refers, Gemara Allah, pasuk Yotes, refers to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Chemda Nachlas Tzvi. So the Gemara in Ksubos, Kufiyat Beis Aral, that's what Rashi and Rosh Hashanah referred to, says, why is it called Nachlas Tzvi? Ma Tzvi, Ma Eretz Tzvi, Kal Mikol Achayas, Af Eretz Yisrael, Kal Mikol Arotzos, Mashal Perosem. Now, whether that's true or not, documentable or not, I don't know. But, what's that? Maybe. Maybe it's not a bias. But now, he went out to Beis Hamikdash, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Lemaisa, they have, for commercial purpose, they inject trees, I don't know, not human growth hormones, but I guess tree growth hormones, so the trees mature faster, and Taka now, it's not uncommon at all for trees to be producing regularly, commercially exportable fruits within the first 3 years. So the real problem of Arla, one time it wasn't a big shot, but that's exactly the point. They now have trees that produce the fruit, so it's a problem. With or without this sukkah,
give a hechsher on.
So right now, right. So somehow, I don't know if they didn't realize it, not everybody realized it's a fairly new, from what I understand, I don't know botany, but a fairly new technology that they've been able to develop the trees, you know, to produce the fruits much more quickly. So that's how the Shiloh came up. So now, so 1 second, but we said, but these are Paris and Eretz Yisrael. So it's a problem because it's not Suffolk Arla. Suffolk Arla, the chutzah grows where it grows, not where you're eating it. So Suffolk Arla, the chutzah, no problem. We can go to shop right in Bath Mark and buy because Suffolk Arla, the chutzah, that's all the Mishmi Sinai. But this Arla from Eretz Yisrael is a problem no matter where it is. We said that it's also behind the home. Perhaps you have to burn it. And the only thing, Bittel is not going to help you. I mean, it's hard to imagine. You have 1 to 200. That's a pretty big ratio.
Even though it's Grun Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
But subject
to the
regular rules of
Suffolk.
Isn't it a regular rule of Suffolk?
Okay, but that's
Halacha
Mishnah. No. But the Gemara says you need 200 here. The Gemara says that it's not possible and not possible by the regular rules.
That's when it's mixed in a food.
Yeah.
That's not Bittel. When I have three slices of meat on the table.
Yeah.
And kosher meat.
Right.
So that's not Bittel. That's Suffolk.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same thing.
They're all over.
Right? No, he's saying, but it comes in a, I don't know. What is it, rove? When 10 bushels come in from Eretz Yisrael, these fruits, I don't know. If so many of them are Arla, is there enough to say that?
No, I'm saying.
There is Esher Lebarer.
Suffolk is not the same as the Tarovis. That's not
true. Literally, you know, you can't trade.
Okay, let's assume that's true for a second, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's Esher Lebarer. You can find out.
That's also true.
You know, over here, no paper trail.
One drunk will
I'm not sure. At the end of the day, I don't think Bittel's going to, I mean, because they come in, probably don't come in one at a time. They come in the whole batch.
Not at the Rovis either.
They're called cuties.
Why not?
At the Rovis is, no, in a pot. It's when it's cooked together, that's a Tarovis.
Five.
You have
slices
of meat on the table.
That's
not
a Tarovis. Well, here's fruits in a whole big barrel. Why should I assume that's
ground up?
Yeah, no. Ground up is even if it's whole.
No.
So
what's the thing if there are three slices of meat on the table and two of them are kosher? So can eat all three. It's a roll. That's not going to be
true. Right, but let's assume. So let's assume. I don't know what the roll is. Maybe the roll is all of it. No idea. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the roll is. Who knows? So that's the stress. Anyway, from what I understand,
the trees that they treat specially.
I don't know. I don't know how many. But anyway, be that as it may, at the end of the day, this is a Charlotte.
They're also older.
I'm not sure. I don't know the theist, but I'm just saying that Lemaisa, right now, we were told by the kosher agencies, Lemaisa, that it's okay, that they are trying to supervise that these trees are not being, these fruits are not being exported. But anyway, I just want to give you that overview of the general Arla. It's not something we always study here, certainly in Chutzot, but nice to know about it anyway. Okay, I've got in Shabbos.
Did you see?